This I Believe. Dr. Howard B. Jefferson is the president of Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. A native of Norwalk, Ohio, he has devoted his life to the education of the young people of several generations. He was once an athletic coach, then a professor of philosophy, and now a college president. Hear now the creed that has guided Dr. Howard Jefferson in his work.
An important part of my faith is a profound belief in the possibilities of human nature. For me, this belief is neither vague nor merely general. It is a very definite and specific belief, shaped by many years of working with college students. In nearly all periods of history, members of the older generation have been severely critical of the younger. In the 1920s, college youth were attacked by their elders for flouting Victorian morals, for ushering in the jazz age. I was a student myself immediately following World War I and became a teacher before the decade closed. I recall that behind the facade of the Roaring Twenties, many of us shared with our parents and teachers a concern over the loss of the older values. We were trying to find our way in an uncharted world. The subsequent careers of many of these students served to confirm the trust I accorded them at the time. In the 1930s, the students were criticized for their irresponsible radicalism. I am sure, however, that there was much less radicalism than is usually reported, and that even among those who entertained radical opinions, there were few who were guilty of treachery. During that period, a group of students, holding unorthodox opinions, asked me to lead them in a series of discussions. I found that most of them were motivated by genuine human sympathy and by an honest desire to find the best way of organizing our social and economic life. But the most striking example of the way in which college students can be maligned was found in those months immediately preceding our entry into World War II. Time and again I heard it said that our youngsters were soft, that they believed in nothing, that they could not be counted on to defend their country. We all know how the action of our young men belied this judgment. When I said farewell to the first group of students to leave the campus for combat duty, I knew that they did not have the same spirit of lofty idealism that animated their fathers 30 years earlier. But they did see the need of doing an unpleasant job, and they acted with loyalty and distinction. My experience with students during these decades is the basis for my belief in the possibilities of human nature. And yet my belief is not a romantically optimistic one. I hold it in the context of a realistic appraisal of human nature. I am aware that man is not always good. He can also be perverse, narrowly selfish, and sadistically cruel. A valid belief in man must take account of human weakness and human evil. But my trust is not destroyed by an awareness of these realities. A varied experience in dealing with people has led me to rediscover the essential truth in the Christian view of man. Man is essentially good because he has been created in the divine image. But man frequently, even habitually, subverts his essential nature and limits his attention to selfish aims. His perverted attitude and behavior form the empirical ground for the doctrine of the fall. Yet no matter how debased he becomes, there is always the possibility of his redemption. It is within this framework, man created in the image of God, man fallen, and man redeemed, that the full truth of the human situation can be seen, and that there is a real basis for my belief in human possibilities.
That was Dr. Howard B. Jefferson, the president of Clark University. His faith in the potentialities of human nature has been a guiding force in his life work.